nights I spent checking the dial tone was working and then slamming down the phone just in case that had been the exact minute they rang. Ellie hears them laugh, acknowledging the truth in their humour, some small part of her still waiting to see the little screen illuminate suddenly with a call. A call that, given the hour and that things are tricky at home, isn't going to happen. Douglas walks her home. He's the only one of the four of them living with a partner, but Lena, his girlfriend, is big in technology PR and often at her office until 10 or 11 at night. Lena doesn't mind him coming out with his old friends. She's accompanied him a few times, but it's hard for her to penetrate the wall of old jokes and knowing references that come with a decade and a half of friendship. Most of the time she lets him come alone. "So, what's going on with you, big boy?" Ellie nudges him as they skirt a shopping trolley that someone's left on the pavement. "You didn't say anything about yourself back there, unless I missed it all."
"Not much," he says, and hesitates.
He shoves his hands into his pockets.
"Actually, that's not quite true. Lena wants to have a baby."
Ellie looks up at him. "Wow!"
"And I do too," he adds hastily. "We've been talking about it for ages, but we've decided now that there's never going to be a right time, so we might as well get on with it."
"You old romantic."
I don't know, quite happy about it, really. Lena's going to keep her job and I'll look after the baby at home. You know, provided everything happens as it should and..."
Ellie tries to keep her voice neutral. "And that's what you want?"
"Yeah. I don't like my job anyway, haven't done for years. She earns a fortune. I think it'll be quite nice pottering around with a kid all day."
"Parenthood's a bit more than pottering around," she begins.
"I know that. Mind out, on the pavement."
Gently, he steers her round the mess.
"But I'm ready for it. I don't need to be out every night in the pub. I want the next stage. That's not to say I don't like coming out with you guys, but sometimes I do wonder whether we shouldn't all be, you know, growing up a bit."
"Oh, no," Ellie clasps his arm. "You've crossed over to the dark side."
"Well, I don't feel the same way about my job as you do. For you, it's everything, right?"
"Almost everything," she concedes. They walk on in silence for a couple of streets, listening to the distant sirens, the slammed car doors and muffled arguments of the city. Ellie loves this part of the evening, buoyed by friendship, temporarily free of the uncertainties that surround the rest of her life. She's had a good night at the pub, is headed home to her cosy flat. She's healthy. She has a credit card with plenty of unused capacity, plans for the weekend, and she's the only one of her friends not yet to have found a single grey hair. Life is good.
"Do you ever think about her?"
Douglas asks. "Who?"
"John's wife. Do you think she knows?"
The mention of her dissipates Ellie's happiness. "I don't know." And when Douglas says nothing, she adds, "I'm sure I would if I were her. He says she's more interested in the children than him. Sometimes I tell myself there might even be some little part of her that's glad she's not having to worry about him. You know, about keeping him happy."
"Now that is wishful thinking."
"Maybe. But if I'm really honest, the answer's no. I don't think about her, and I don't feel guilty. Because I don't think it wouldn't have happened if they'd been happy or, you know, connected."
"You women have such a misguided view of men."
"You think he's happy with her?" She studies his face.
"I've no idea if he is or not. I just don't think he needs to be unhappy with his wife to be sleeping with you."
The mood has shifted slightly, and perhaps in recognition of this, she lets go of his arm, adjusting her scarf around her neck. "You think I'm a bad person, or he's a bad person." It's out there. The fact that it has come from Douglas, the least judgmental of her friends, stings.
"I don't think anyone's a bad person. I just think of Lena and what it would mean for her to carry my child and the idea of dicking around on her just because she chose..."